In the first lawsuit of its kind, six illegal immigrants are suing a border militia group claiming it is terrorizing Latin Americans coming up from Mexico. Ranch Rescue is one of several activist groups that have sprung up in recent years to call attention to the problem of continuing illegal immigration across the southwest border. In South Texas, where the alleged assaults took place, some ranchers are wary of these rescuers, NPR's John Burnett reports.
About 5 years ago, Joe Sutton and his wife, Betty Lou, built their retirement home on a 5,000-acre ranch bristling with cactus and mesquite about an hour's drive from Laredo. They quickly found out, though, that their property straddled a major smuggling corridor. Illegal immigrants trek across the Sutton Ranch to avoid a Border Patrol checkpoint on the highway 8 miles north. On the way, Joe Sutton says, they damage his fences, drop trash, break equipment, and help themselves to his water tanks.
I found a naked gal sitting on the edge of one day, shampooing her hair. My, bottom line with her is, do you think my cattle like eating your dadgum shampoo and their drinking water? And she said, no, I wanted a shampoo. See, they don't care like they used to a few years ago. If they can't get water, they're going to break a pipe. And if they're still hungry, they're going to kill a head of cattle as they have before. Or they're going to break into the chicken pen and they're going to kill my chickens.
Sutton says he dutifully reported the trespassers to the Border Patrol, but agents either arrived too late to catch them or showed no interest in chasing them through the brush. Earlier this year, he took matters into his own hands. Sutton invited a group of private property activists to act as volunteer security guards. Ranch Rescue members showed up in camouflage clothing, carrying military-style assault rifles, two-way radios, flares, and a Rottweiler attack dog, the same paramilitary style that has made them the most controversial Border Watch group. They were led by the Texas coordinator and national spokesman, a 46-year-old former Army captain named Tory John Foote, who goes by the name Jack.
If you're going to ignore the border, if you're going to turn your back on the private landowners, if you're basically going to abandon border security as anything remotely resembling a priority, you're going to end up with this, because people are eventually going to stand up and they're going to take charge of their own lives.
The federal government has hardly abandoned the southwest border. The number of agents there has tripled in the last decade to the point where some residents complain the border has been overly militarized. But it's also true the enforcement strategy has channeled illegal crossers through more remote country, where they cause huge headaches for property owners, some of whom say they've grown desperate. The activities of Ranch Rescue on the Sutton Ranch last March is now the subject of a civil lawsuit and a criminal case. Four Mexicans and two Salvadorans are suing Sutton, Foote, and two other Ranch Rescue volunteers. The immigrants claim, variously, that they were detained at gunpoint, interrogated, threatened with death, forced to walk barefoot along a highway, and in one case, pistol-whipped. Based on sworn testimony given by the Salvadorans, a Jim Hogg County grand jury has indicted one Ranch Rescue member, a bounty hunter from California, for unlawful restraint, aggravated assault, and a felon in possession of a firearm. Ranch Rescue maintains the accusations were trumped up to destroy the organization, and that as a policy, its volunteers never mistreat detainees. Sutton concurs.
What they plead in their pleadings are absolute lies, period. They never happened. Not on my ranch, not with me.
Several former members of Ranch Rescue said in interviews that publicity over the Sutton Ranch operation has splintered the organization and spooked potential host ranchers. For his part, Sutton does not regret inviting Ranch Rescue onto his land, but he wishes the organization had checked its volunteers for criminal records.
And I would have insisted that they read my rules and regulations again. I didn't know what else to do. Heck, I was in need of help, and I still am to this day.
Two civil rights organizations have joined the lawsuit against Ranch Rescue, the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Ricardo de Anda, a Laredo attorney for the migrants, says it's perfectly legal for citizens to dress like soldiers and patrol private property with guns.
What people cannot do is terrorize other people, and that's what this lawsuit is about. We want to stop this terrorizing of migrants simply because they're walking through someone's land.
Are we there to terrorize Latin Americans? No, because in the dark, it's hard to tell who's who.
Again, Ranch Rescue spokesman Jack Foote.
I don't know if they're Latin Americans. Quite frankly, I don't care. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what country they come from. I don't care where their mama squatted to drop them on which side of what line. What I care about is whether or not they're coming onto my host's private property in the middle of the night carrying God knows what.
No one disputes that there's violence on the border. Last summer, a U.S. park ranger named Chris Eggle was murdered by a suspected Mexican drug trafficker in Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument on the Arizona-Mexico line. But where the Sutton Ranch is located, about 45 miles north of the Rio Grande, some people say Joe Sutton, a newcomer to the county, is overreacting to an age-old problem.
We've always had illegal aliens coming through this country. He's got a problem, but that's not the way to solve it.
Robert Fulbright is a fourth-generation rancher who owns pasture land near Sutton's place. Fulbright, too, has migrants traipsing across his land, damaging fences and leaving trash behind. But when he finds them, he says he calls the Border Patrol.
Ranch rescue scares hell out of me. That type of people bother me. Well, they're vigilantes. I wouldn't have them around.
The Border Patrol chief in Laredo says most landowners in the area are supportive of the agency. He says they understand that his 1,000 agents cannot seal up the border, nor can they respond immediately to every call. But he says the agents try to show up as quickly as possible, and if ranchers grow frustrated, they should not take the law into their own hands. Indeed, some local authorities are wary of the excitable Border Watch volunteers who come from other parts of the country. For instance, one ranch rescue member who showed up at the Sutton Ranch suggested on national TV they were watching for terrorists trying to smuggle a weapon of mass destruction up from the Mexican border.
The concern we have is that these private vigilante groups are going to overreact and end up shooting somebody that doesn't need to be shot.
Rudy Gutierrez, the Jim Hogg County prosecutor and a lifelong resident, says there's no question smugglers move large quantities of people and drugs through the county.
But the great majority of these people are not armed. They're not going to pull out a gun and shoot at an officer or shoot at a border patrolman. But in South Texas, I can think of very few incidents where smugglers have posed some type of a danger to justify having this type of private army out there waiting for these people.
Jack Foote of Ranch Rescue claims while they've lost some members, the recent publicity has attracted new volunteers. Rather than pulling back, he says they're going ahead with two more operations this fall on ranches in Arizona and Colorado. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.